They're giving his thoughts on whether Kevin Stefanski is safe. And I think it's interesting. Like, I think the national media has this perception of Kevin Stefanski, and of which Ross is a part of this. And now, in fairness, Ross isn't just some dude that is, like, Ross actually, he's on the call this weekend. Ross was on the Browns call, I think, on the Raiders game. So Ross actually has seen this thing close up. And it's interesting that in between the Raiders and now, that his perception hasn't wavered with Kevin Stefanski at all. And it's interesting, man. Like, you know, sometimes this kind of goes back to the idea of when I think people thought I was like a Deshaun apologist simply because I refuse to just do the thing that I think is easy and not interesting and not, and honestly, I think it's disingenuous to you. If I just came in here and screamed about Deshaun the last 7 weeks before he tore his Achilles, it might make you feel better. You're hearing what you want, but I'll be honest with you, it's easy if it's Deshaun. It gets much tougher if it's not just Deshaun. And so in that same vein, like with Kevin, I think it's okay to say Kevin has had a lot of success and I still have these questions about him. I don't think we're anywhere close to me thinking Kevin should be fired. But I think what's really, really going to be interesting is at what point do people who are not following it every day start to pick up on what an absolute crap show that this is in Bria? And again, I think it is easy to say Jimmy Haslam is an impetuous owner who gives in too much to trying to appease the fan and appease that bloodlust for fans. I think that's easy. I think it is easy to say, it's got to be about, you know, like, I'm not saying that when it comes to Kevin that I think he is the biggest problem in Berea. No, I think the Deshaun situation and what led to that and how, and honestly, what led to the failure of it. I think that's super interesting to me. Because if you can pull enough strings or you can start to think about it enough to figure out, because it would be easy to say, well, Deshaun wasn't healthy and Deshaun came to Cleveland a broken man. That can be true. And there can be others, there are other things at play. And I think with Kevin, if we're going to truly assess whether Kevin is the right head coach, because here's the thing, everybody should be doing this. If you want to put it on Andrew Berry, let's talk through that. Andrew Berry's drafts have not been good enough. I cannot remember who it was, so for the life of me, I'm sorry. There was a fan Twitter account, not a fan, like the a Browns fan. His last name. We're gonna butcher that. Sorry. I'm trying to figure this out in real time. I'm trying to remember things, and I can't remember. Much Jameis today said he can't remember 2 years ago. I can't remember, apparently, earlier this afternoon when I read this. But he basically did, like, hit or miss with all of Andrew Berry's draft picks. And it ain't great. Like, even Greg Newsom right now, your two first-round picks are Greg Newsom and Jed Wills. And I'll be honest with you, if somebody's willing to give you any modicum of value, ESPN, Bill Barnwell just did a thing saying the Cardinals should trade for Greg Newsom. That was one of his 32 trade candidates for 32 teams. Amen. By the way, you actually could get something of value for Greg Newsom. I don't want to trade a good dude, but like, hey, you've already got another cornerback you're going to have to pay. I don't think you should pay Greg. You've got Cam Mitchell I'd like to see in the nickel. If somebody gives you something dumb, first, second, third round pick, let's have the conversation. But like, that's the best pick maybe in the first round you can make. JOK is a bona fide star. But once you get into the third, fourth, and fifth round, it looks bleak real quick. So you want to have the conversation. Hey, is it, you know, this is the chicken or the egg. Is it Andrew Berry that's a bigger problem or Kevin? I'm just going to tell you, right now, teams give GMs 2, 3, 4 head coaches. Head coaches don't get 2 GMs. Unless you win a ring, unless you have won consistently, you don't get that. But I think what makes the Kevin thing so tough. And again, I have the reputation of being a Kevin hater simply because for the last 3 years I've said, man, I don't know that I love his leadership style. Because I'll be honest with you, players need to own their side of the street when it comes to leadership. But you can't outsource leadership like you can play calling, like you can, like the basic necessities. Even something like, you know, we've talked a lot about the absence of Bill Callahan, the absence of AVP. Yeah, Bill Callahan was a great offensive line coach. But I think Kevin has natural deficits as a communicator that I think are now proven through seven games. I think if you want to get to why, like, this isn't gone well, they didn't hire the right assistants in Ken Dorsey and Andy Dickerson. I think that starts. I think the other thing is, it's not just about that, guys. It is you didn't find somebody who could help Kevin disseminate his message. And so you have a team that isn't, it doesn't sound like they're on the same page. You have a team that DTR finding out on Saturday, which is what we learned from Jason Lloyd with the Morning Boys today. He found out on Saturday he was going to be the backup on Sunday. That's not, guys, we talk about functional. That's not functional. You want to start to picture why, when we start talking about communication, when we start talking about leadership, guys, that's a head coach. And that doesn't mean I'm ready to throw Kevin overboard. But today, you can read Kevin Stefanski giving up play calling a few different ways. One of which is he's trying to distance himself from an offense that is thermonuclear right now. You know one way to not get fired? Putting it on an offensive coordinator and not calling plays for 10 games. Man, Ken Dorsey really let us down this year. He was the OC for more than half a season. They never got it figured out. Oh, well, good luck with your pension there, Ken, because we're going to pay you for a couple years that you're not the OC. The other way is Kevin giving up. I don't necessarily agree with that one. I know Kevin has aged like presidents. I also love the idea that we take a president and we take him from his first day and the last day of office. Like, look what he aged. Yes, it was 8 years. Take a picture of me from 8 years ago. Right now, I look like Vince Vaughn from a bender, like a three-week bender. That's what I look like now compared to Nick Wilson 8 years ago when I was young and I had youth and promise. Now, that being said, I don't know where I was going with that. I just really wanted to get that in there. But I do think, like, before I decide whether Kevin should stay or go, we actually have to decide and kind of come to a consensus on if Kevin has power and what that power looks like. Because I think if your answer is, I think the morning show thought I was taking a shot at them today, and I was more, when they posted the video of Jason Lloyd, and we're going to play that audio at some point here in the near term, but when they post the audio of Anthony and Kevin, Anthony and Jason going back and forth of, well, Kevin doesn't have any power now. I mean, that did he get to keep AVP? Did he get to do this? My frustration was, man, like Kevin has signed up for this. Kevin should have some level of power. This idea that Kevin is powerless to me is an excuse. And I think they thought I was saying that they were making that excuse. I'm speaking to the idea and not to their conversation on it. Because they can have whatever conversation they want, just like we do. But I don't think you, if your cop out, and not cop out, if your tactic with Kevin is, he has no power, so I can't blame him. That in and of itself is a massive indictment. And when it comes to things like leadership, when it comes to things like discipline, when it comes to things like cleaning up penalties, that 150% falls at the feet of the head coach. So no longer can I grade Kevin on the offense and play calling and points per game for over the final 10 games. Now, and this may be the good thing or the bad thing for Kevin, now I'm going to be grading you on, does this team play for you? Does this team play hard? Does this team clean up every mistake that they have? If you do, you maybe all of a sudden we lean towards back to let's just go change the OC and the O-line coach. If you don't, it's probably getting you one step closer or several steps closer to going out the door. 216-474-0092. Steve, Midge, you guys stay right there. What of the Brown struggles do you think are actually on Kevin Stefanski? More on this next on 92.3 The Fan.